Hashem is Yad Tishmai. We're trying to clarify the sugya as much as we can. You ready? Okay. We'll start the Gemara. We'll start with the beginning of the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, Eizeu Keroi, Veizeu Shaloi Keroi. What's called Keroi and what's called not Keroi? Eizeu Keroi, the Mishnah says, you know, but for now Keroi, you're going to be Potter. And Loi Keroi is Chayiv, Eizeu Keroi, Veizeu Shaloi Keroi. Says the Gemara, Del Shechol Lamed Baruch Metzuya, Zeu Keroi. So it's not really such a great shmira, right? Because it's yochel lam beruach metzuya, but ruach she'ena metzuya does happen. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Amar of money bar patish mantana muad desagila b'shmira pichusa." Who is the Tana that says that a muad is enough? It's Sagila b'shmira pechusa. The muad is enough to have a shmira pechusa. Rabbi Yehuda, this our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Yehuda, because a shmira which we're calling quote unquote kiroi is a shmira pechusa.
And we're assuming it's a muad.
Yeah, because yeah.
It's because it's shein
regal. I guess because yeah.
So we're assuming it's Shein Regel at this
point? Yeah, I guess so. I guess we're assuming it's Shein Regel at this point. Good point.
At least at the end of the mission, it's clear that it's
Shein. At the end of the mission, it's clear it's Shein Regel. At this point, we're assuming it's Shein Regel. So, the Gemara is saying, who's the Taino? Because I guess the Gemara is searching, who holds this way? That a Shmira Pchusa is Sagi. I want you to pay attention to detail, my friends. The Lashon of Sagila, that's the one we were missing. Sagila b'Shmira Pchusa. Who's the one that says Sagila b'shmira p'chusa? Says the Gemara, that must be Rabbi Yehudi. Ditnan kashro b'aylev b'maysera. V'noh b'fanei akaroi. I think these are two different cases. One is kashro b'aylev b'maysera, ties it up with its reins. The other one is noh b'fanei akaroi, where he locks it up in a herd or in a stable properly. V'yatza v'hizik, and it got out, either one. That's the way that the Kahati learns. I didn't see anyone that says not like that. Totally's not happy. You're not the only one. Anyway, v'yatza v'hizik, says the Mishnah, echad tam ve'echad muad chayiv divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, I don't care that you did a shmira. You're going to be chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Tam chayiv. Muad Pater. Tam is going to be Chayif. Muad is Pater. Why is Muad Pater? Apparently, Shenemar v'lo yishmerenu bala v'shamar huzeh. So the Gemara is assuming this is what we'll call a Shmira Pichusa. Not a great Shmira. It's a Shmira Pichusa. No, but now Karoi means again. What does Karoi mean? That it was that they could go out with a Ruach Mitzuya. So it's a Shmira Pichusa. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, for Muad, you're Pater. For Tam Yerchayev, we're going to see it sounds strange to us, but we're going to get into that. Tam is Chayev, Muad is Pater, Shenemar, V'lo Yishmer, and Ubalav, V'shamar Huzeh, it's Shamar. So that's a Pasuk talking about Muad, which the Gemara before says, it seems to be like a Xeris HaKasim, which is Mimayet, that now Shmira tells you that, Torah is telling you that you can now use a Shmira Pchusa, it's Sagi with Shmira Pchusa. That is the opinion of Reb Yehuda, and therefore Reb Yehuda says, by Muad your Pater, Enachanami, Tam your Chayiv, I agree with you by Tam, the Tam is Chayiv. I disagree by Muad. Reb Elazar Amar, Ein Loi Shmira Ela Sakin. Reb Elazar says, it doesn't have a Shmira, the only way to watch your animal is with a knife. Rashi explains, Reb Elazar is talking about a particular type of animal. Which animal is Ein Loi Shmira Ela Sakin? Muad. Muad, English. So there's a three-way machlokes. Okay? Three-way machlokes as follows. If I do a shmira, what type of shmira do I need in order to be patur on muad? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What type of shmira do I need to be patur on muad? Chusa. What does Rabbi Meir hold? What type of shmira do I need? Meula. According to Rabbi Elazar, what type of shmira do I need to be patur? You got to kill it. There's no shmira that's going to help. Ein lo shmira ela sakin. Three-way machlekes.
Why is it according to Yehuda? Why can't we say, is there a reason why Tom can't say it's a kalachemer?
That's going to be the question. How's Tom? Why is Tom going to be? It's going to be strange. That seems to be a little bit odd. It should say Kal v'chomer. We'll get back to that. At the moment, who is our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, we think our Mishnah is going to be according to who? Reb Yehuda. That Reb Yehuda says, English, that Reb Yehuda says that there's a din of Shmira Pchusa by Muad. Says the Gemara, Filu Temer Abmeir. Shani, Shein V'regel, Sha'atayra Miyata B'Shmirasa. Shein V'regel are different. D'Amar Abelazar, V'Amrilor Masnisa Tana. This is what Rabbi Elazar said, and some people said it's really a Mishnah. Four things the Torah is miyata b'shmirasan. Ve'elu ein, bar, eish, shein, and regel. And we're going to go through them. Bar dechsiv, ki yiftach ish bar, o chiyuch ish bar, v'lo yecheseno. We're going to go back, but let's just go through it quickly. Hachiseyu pater. Eish dechsiv, shalom ishalom ma'avir sabera. Adavid kein ma'avir. Shein dechsiv ubir b'stei acher adavid kein ubir. These are all drushes which we're going to have to try to explain. Regel dechsiv v'shilach adavid kein v'shilach. These are all drushes that the pasuk is telling us that these things were memayit b'shmirasayit v'tanya. What's v'shilach? V'shilach zu a regel v'chein olam v'shachar v'shal v'chamar v'biru v'zu ha-shein v'chein olam v'chashir v'ar agol ha-tumay. So therefore, now the Gemara is expounding time adavid kein v'shilach ubir. Hello, avid loy. And then you're not chayiv. Okay, so we have to go through the details, but I just want to get an overview of what's happening over here. Rabbi Isai, how many times was the Torah miyat b'shmirasa?
Four.
What are the four? What? Bar, Eish, Shein, and Regel. Bar, Eish, Shein, and Regel. Do we know anyone that argues on that statement? Yehuda says Karen. Karen? Muad. Karen Muad. Does Rabbi Yehuda, Karen Muad, also Torah is Miyata B'Shmirasa?
Yeah. How do we know it's from the Torah?
Yes.
Lo Yishmerenu. Does Rabbi Yehuda say that Karen Muad also Torah is Miyata B'Shmirasa?
Yes.
It's not, we didn't see that language there, but L'chari, yes. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how many would it be?
Five.
It would be five. Correct? That's what it seems like. The Chayra, you're saying it would be five. How do we paskin, my friends? Does anyone know? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda?
It's like four. The
Mishnah says four, but we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Me'iri paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like it's... Where is the Me'iri? Take a look. We gave out the Me'iri. I'll show you the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, Amar HaMe'iri. Let's see it into the whole Me'iri. It's good to see the whole Me'iri. There's other things we're going to see. I don't think I have to. Amar HaMe'iri. Does anyone have one that Chaim David can borrow? This is yesterday's Ma'ariv Makaynis. Today's Ma'ariv Makaynis, right? Amar HaMe'iri. HaKaynis Tzoyin Ledir. What does that mean? They wanted to, what's it called? Fertilize the field. They would put the tzayin there, and afterwards they would put the fence around the tzayin. That's what I saw in the Miri over here. Shelo yispazu, so that the tzayin shouldn't scatter. Then they would move him to another place. Hekif Karibaloshan Talmadir. That surrounding that they do is called a deer. But Amar Shimnob if name Karai. Vudel Shikalamad Bruch Matsuvi Yatsav Zika Bashem Viregel or to the same putter. Umikal Makoim, however, Beniske Karen Vitol Doisov Chayev Bitam Upater Bimud. Why you putter bimud? Chayiv b'tam upater b'mu'ad. Who says that? Rabbi Yehuda. So who does the Me'iri paskin like? Rabbi Yehuda. As the Rambam. Paskin's like Rabbi Yehuda. So if the Rabbi Yehuda would be giving a list of the different things that the Torah is mi'ata b'shmirasan, how many would the Me'iri write? Of course, five, right? The problem is that the Me'iri writes arba mi'ata ha'kasav b'shmirasan. The Me'iri only writes four of them. What?
The pasuk where Rabbeinu Lai the fifth.
No, the pasuk. No, the Karen is Gleish Moreno.
Pasuk. Well, obviously, Rameir doesn't hold to that pasuk.
Rameir doesn't, but Rabbi Yehuda does, and we pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda.
But it's not across the board.
It's the pasuk is there. It's question: how do you dash in the pasuk? but Rabbi Yehuda dashes the pasuk.
So
so maybe it's called something else. I don't know. What Tully's saying is that maybe what happened by Karen is called something else. Don't know. But let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question, my friends. Before we knew that there's a pasuk by Shane Varegel, the Gemara started out Mishnah is kindest tzayin ledir, and your pater because. Sagila b'shmira p'chusa. Man tana de sagila b'shmira p'chusa. Rabbi Yehudahi. Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk is talking about what? Where's Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk? His pasuk is by Karen. His pasuk is by Karen. There's another pasuk for Shane and another pasuk for Regel, right? So before we knew this Mishnah of Dalid, that there's Dalad Dvarim that Torah Mir to Bishmi Rasan. Before we knew that, we didn't know if Shane Regal has his own pasuk. Do we think this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? No, the Gemara didn't know that yet. That's the Gemara's Chiddush. No, if you'll tell me, Rav Meir, Shane and Regal have their own pasuk. So let me get this straight. Before we knew the pasuk of Shane and Regal, and we only knew the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda, I ask you a question. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Shane and Regal are pater by Shmira Pchusa?
Yes.
From where? Where does he learn it from? And if you tell me he's got his own pasuk of Shane and Regal, that has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gemara says. No, it's nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. Shane has got its own pasuk. So before we knew Shane and Regal, where did Rabbi Yehuda get that? Before we knew the own pasuk of Shane and Regal, and we only had a pasuk of Karen, where did Rabbi Yehuda get that halacha, the Shane Varegel's putter on a Shmira Pchusa?
If Karen is, then Shane
Varegel. Must be learns it from Karen. Great. Beautiful. I'm gonna go over this whole thing again, but now I got a problem.
Why do we need Shane
Varegel? And if you need Shane Varegel, what do you need Shane and Regel? Just do Shane. Just do Regel. You need both of them? What do you need both of them for? Elamai, you can't learn from one to the other.
The Gemara on Base.
That's why you need good. That's why you need the whole mazik. But we're talking about a specific component of the mazik, which we'll see in Tosfos. Somehow Tosfos differentiates between, so he calls the tashlumin and the shmira, which is going to be complicated if the pshi and the shmira starts the tashlumin, but that's Tosfos. But I'm going to go over my question again, Rabbi Yisai. It just takes a little bit of cheshbon. The Gemara did not yet know that Shane and Regal have their own pasuk. Because if the Gemara knew it, then it wouldn't assume that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says, who's the town of our Mishnah that holds Muad Mi'ata Bishmirasan? Who's the town of our Mishnah holds Muad? Says it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is assuming, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that I have a pasuk by Karen, it's also going to be true by Shane and Regal. And the Gemara says, oh no, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's even the Rav Meir, because Rav Meir has a pasuk for Shane and Regal. That means we didn't have a pasuk for Shane and Regel before. What does that mean? That from Karen, we can learn to Shane and Regel. So if that's true, so in the end of the day, so why does Shane and Regel need their own psukim? What?
Yehuda may not be masculine, it's
a limud. Oh, maybe Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Shane and Regel limud. Doesn't hold of it. And he has his own limud for Karen. And what does it do with Shane and Regel? Don't know. What? Great. Then for sure the Meiri is in trouble. Because the Meiri passes like Rabbi Yehuda and says, Arba Mi'ata Kosim Mishmarasin, Shane, Regel. Then it's like really off.
What does the Meiri right? say,
Arba Torah? I didn't photocopy it, it's two Meiris later. So I want to read you the Lashon of the Meiri, and this I would like to try to say a massive Chiddush in the Sugya. Let's read the Lashon of the Meiri. The Meiri says, V'amar, I'm around seven lines up in the Miri. Shimnol b'faneim koroi. V'hudelis shiyochol lamud beruach metzuya. V'yatze v'hizika b'shein v'regel otoldoseim pater. U'mikol makoim b'niske keren v'toldoisav chayev b'tam u'pater b'mud k'mashis bar. Aval shein v'regel mu'adin heim. Ushmira pichusa poitrasam. Ve'oid sha'atayra mi'ata b'shmirasan. Kamosh yisbar lo nama f'nem karavetz izikachav. Let's read that Miri again. Aval shein v'regel mu'adin heim ushmira pchusa poitrasam. Ve'oid sha'atayra mi'ata b'shmirasan. Now, is the mirror saying one reason that Shane Varegel is putter or two reasons why Shane Varegel is putter? It sounds like he's saying two reasons. When he says V'oid, there's reason number one and reason number two. What's reason number one? Shatoira Ushmira Pusa Paitrasam. Mu'adimeim Ushmira Pusa Paitrasam. That's number one. Number two, V'oid. Shahatoira miyata bishmirasan. Another reason the Torah is miyata bishmirasan. You got two different reasons Shane Varegel is putter. You see that? Unless someone comes and says that there's a mistake in this Meiri, the Meiri is saying a dover gadol. He's saying that there's two pturim for Shane Varegel. One ptur is because they're muadim, ushmira pchusa paitrasam. Another one is Taira miyata bishmirasan. I don't get the first one. I'll tell you what the first one is. That means, according to this, you need two makairas for Shane that are putter.
The first pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda had was for Muad.
The first pasuk for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I hold Karen as putter, and not only Karen, also
anymore.
Shane Varegel, all Muadim are putter for my pasuk. And then we come along a Mishnah that says, Arba miyatan bishmirasan. Shane, Regal, Aish, and Bar. Is Karen one of those Arba? No. Because Karen is not Mikoyach Torah Miyata Bishmirasan. Karen is a different reason why it's Pater. Because Muadim Shmira Pchusa Paitrasam.
Why would the Torah need to do that, though?
I don't really know the answer to that question 100%. But I'm telling it a Vek first. Because that, I feel... It's the Vos state, Rabbi say. Dos state in Miri. Dos state. Now we have to figure out Vos Epis. Dos state. Your review is Pasuk is Velo Yishmerenu. Is from the Pasuk of Lo Yishmerenu. The Pasuk of Lo Yishmerenu is talking about Muad. That Pasuk you can learn from there to all other Muadim. Every Muad the din is going to be. That Shmira Pusa Paitrasam. And then there's something else, which is Atayra Miyata Bishmirasam. Oh, the Shaila says, why do you need both? It's a good Shaila. It's possible that you have to know why you need the first over the second, because the one that it says by Muad you need for Karen. I don't know if you need it for Shem Regal. The Shaila is, why does the Torah afterwards have to be Miyata Bishmirasan to make that it's even... Shaila is, what are these two things? But I want to go over it again. Did you get that? This is epic. I'm trying to figure out where to start from, but we'll start over there. We have an issue with the Meiri. The issue of the Meiri is, the Meiri says we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam passes like the Rabbi Yehuda, seems like everyone passes like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Meiri still says, Arba Patrasan, the Miyata Tari Mishmarasan. It's not Arba, it's Chonesh. It's also, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, it's also Karen Muad. And we have a problem with, like, can you learn from one to the other? Can you not learn from one to the other? Rabbi Yehuda says you can. And then the Gemara says, Shane Regal needs own Pasuk. So you can't learn from one to the other. So can you, can't you? What's going on over here? We said, because maybe there's Svei Dinim. It's epic because it's Svei Dinim, my friends. There's two different Dinim in why an animal can be putter. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know why it's putter? It's putter because it's Sagila b'shmira p'chusa. It's Shmira p'chusa poitrasam. Shmira p'chusa poitrasam. Every muad. It's a klal in muad. If it's a klal in muad, what's a muad? What's an example of muad? Shane. Regel and Karen after three times is a muad. So it's across the board. I need one pasuk. It's about all muadim. A Torah is Shmira Prusa Poitrasam. Now there's another thing. A Tzvetadin, which is a Torah Miata Bishmirasan. And that's learned from every pasuk. Each mazik has its own pasuk. Who has a pasuk of Torah Mir to Mishmirasa? Shein, Regel, Eish, Mayim, not Karen. Karen's also going to be Potter, but for a different reason, because Karen's Gerada Amud. It'll only be Potter if it's Amud. Not a Potter in the Chefza of the Mazik. It's a Ptur in the Muadis. Now, it sounded wild when we came up with this concept until we saw the Miri. The Miri, it's black on white in the Miri, my friends. Unless you say that there's a mistake in the Miri. Unless you say, you know, you have to change some words, cut and paste in the Miri. It's black and white in the Miri. The Miri says, Shein Rego, Mu'adin Hein, Ushmir Pchusa Poitrasam, Ve'oid, Shatoi Mir Tereshimasam. What's void? What are the two things? Weiss the Chais, there's Tzvei Dinim, Zok the Miri, and they're both true by Shein and Rego. By Karen, it's only one. By Bar, Eish, it's only one. Shein and Rego, Grada have both of them.
If the Tam does damage,
yeah. If someone else allowed to kill it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And what about if it's in the wood?
Also not. Only if it killed someone. Even that, I'm not sure. If it's going to kill you, if it's going to the fascist. Yeah. Attacking your plants? No. No, I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah. Right.
But this is something else. It's not a Kundalini Shmarana. The Abel seems to indicate that it's not a Kundalini Shmarana.
It could be the Abel is Va'ai. It's Abel Shein Rego Mu'adim Hein B'Shmiras Pechusa Pechatsim also. Va'ai Shatar Mi'ad B'Shmirasim.
Abel
Shein
Rego
Mu'adim
Hein
B'Shmiras Pechusa
Pechatsim.
Shein Rego has that and another one.
Okay, so Rabbi Isai, let's see, we're going to have to work that out. Rabbi Isai, like this. I'm struggling to figure out the different hagdara. Tzvei dinim doesn't just mean that it's two different makairis. There has to be a fundamental difference in the hagdara of the tour that exists for Rabbi Yehuda's din, and the hagdara for the ptur that exists for the arba miyatar kasim ishmasa. But I was sensing it in the Gemara. Read the Gemara. The Gemara starts off and says, Man haitana, that holds that it's Sagila b'shmira p'chusa, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara doesn't say miyatar kasim ishmasa or anything like that. Then the Gemara says, no, I feel tamer mayor. Shiny shein v'regel sha'atoyra miyatar b'shmirasan. Shiny shein v'regel. I'm going to come with a new place. I'm coming from somewhere else. Not what you said before. Not that. This. The Gemara is saying, Reb Yehuda, you were saying that it's that we're saying the Mishnah is Reb Yehuda because sagi b'shmira p'chusa. No. Toyra miyatar b'shmirasan. It's a different thing. So it's an andra din. The Gemara is coming to say, you thought that there are Mishnahs like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the reason you're Potter is why? Because Mu'adin, the Lashon of the Miri is, it's Shmir Pusa Paitrasan. So they went, that's not Pshat. We don't hold Shmir Pusa Paitrasan. So why are you Potter over here? Because Mi'ata HaKasav Bishmirasa. But what's the... It's right now, it's just semantics. I'm coming to say that somehow we have to break between these two things. And it's Tzvei Dinim, it's going to have two different Hagdaras.
What's the difference between Paitrasan
and... Oh, we have to figure out what the difference is. We have to do this. So maybe we'll start here, and we're going to work this out together, my friends, because I don't have it crystallized 100%. Let's look at Rabbi Yehuda for a second. Rabbi Yehuda is odd. It's odd. I wouldn't say it on my own, but the Rishonim say it, Acharonim say it. It's odd. Tam Shmira Pchusa is Chayiv. Mu'ad Shmira Pchusa is Pater. How does that make any sense? The Rishonim and Achronim asked this question. The Dvar Yankov we gave out says, Toiras Chaim, who's one of the classic Achronim, asks, Eich yitochen shetam chomer mimud, harei hayitziva be'ara v'giyura b'shmei shmaya. That's the language the Gemara uses, and the Gemara says, it doesn't make any sense that the little one is going to be bigger than the big one. So tam is chayev and muad is pater. It's yitziva be'ara v'giyura b'shmei shmaya. Doesn't work. What's the literal translation or Moshe of yitziva? Steady? I don't know. It's steady down here and it's shooting to the stars over there. Giura is the... What's Giura?
Remember they said it's a stranger.
Steady is down here and the stranger's up there. Kitzer, it's the language the Gemara uses for... This doesn't make any sense. Okay, how could it be Tam, you're telling me, is going to be Chayiv by Shmir Prusa and Muad is Potter? V'tiritz Toiris Chayim. Tavik Zeres HaKosov. V'rak b'dvarm shalom de misvara makshim yitziv v'ara giyur shmei shmaya. Listen, this is Xeris HaKosov, and you can't ask these types of questions on Xeris HaKosov.
Could we use this Torah also for the question we asked yesterday, why we're Shabbat Besah? Is also Xeris HaKosov?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a question of how, like, how liberal you are with Xeris HaKosov. I have a chinuch, my Rebbe, Rameir Stern Shlita. He used to always say, it's Xeris HaKosov. Yaakov, my Rebbe used to say the following thing, it's Xeris HaKosov, but it's Nishkin Par Aduma. It's Xeris HaKosov. Par Aduma is like, it's ununderstandable at all. It's totally, makes no sense. But Xeris HaKosov can't usually say it makes no sense. Toras Chaim seems to be saying, it's Xeris HaKosov, leave it alone. But the Miri says not like that. The Miri is a Rishon, Toras Chaim is an Achron. What does the Miri say? Also, difficult Svara in the Miri. Kosov Yirali. Hatam, Hoyol Ulishar Muad, Yesh Kol Shehu Nagchon, Viroi Lebriois Lihishomer Mimenu, Velachain Loitzarech Shmira Ma'ula. I'd love to see the language inside. The Miri says, people know that Ashar is a Muad. It's Kol Shehu Nagchon. Viroi lebriois lihishamer mimenu, and they should stay away. This is it's a very interesting meiri.
I can hear that by bar.
Do you label it as a muad? What if it never gored before? Every cow people are staying away from, or just
the
muad?
The whole point of a muad is that it's not normal, no? So what does that mean? If you know the
shore
is not normal.
No, once it's a
mood. Once it's a mood, I guess that was the hack. We'll get back to this in a second. I get that it was the hack in town. By the way, what did people used to do for entertainment? Just want you to know. They used to go to court. I mean, there was no television, so I mean, this, you know, there's got to be this Judy's court or something like that. This court, they went to court. They wouldn't do it, right? When I was younger, there was someone, Judge Wapner or something. A kid said, there's a court. That's what we used to do for fun. That was entertainment. What else are you going to do? Sit around and count the cows? So you went to court. So when there was a muad in court, it was big hawk in town. You know what I mean? Whoa, we made a muad. Like, that's, you know, that was like the scandal in town. You know, Shlomi's got a muad. And everyone hawked about it. A muad, yeah, Shlokoil.
Yeah, but you can't tell the difference between one shard and another shard. This guy's 100 shards.
We got so many questions on this Meiri.
That's regards to Karen. Sharing your regular, there's no hack about it.
That's his kasha afterwards. If he's a kasha kan muad d'shem v'regel, lemin achay v'shmir ma'ula. Tzarech lemin doichik shagam le'in muad d'shem v'regel and nizik lizar. That he should have been mizar automatically, because you know every animal walking around is a muad for shem v'regel. I'm trying to figure this out. Right. 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 Yeah, but that means you have to constantly be on guard because he walks into my house. I think
he's
got. Yeah, I got to have to fence everything because maybe I don't know. I don't know. I could say, but there's other problems. What happens if someone walks? He's new in town. He just came in today. He doesn't know the hack that this guy's got a muad over there. Was Bill Stufamir? Or the guy, he has a muad. He was chased out of town. He goes to a new town. His animal is still a muad. No one there knows he's a muad. This is a very imperfect svara here. It's an imperfect svara. So I don't know exactly what the Miri is saying is the hagdara of the svara.
Wouldn't you make more sense that the guy guy who has the mood should watch it. Then
yeah, right, right. It makes more sense. Doesn't really the svara of the Meiri is it's a weak svara be'etzem. You know, I would say in Achanami it's Xeris Akosov. The Maisa it's Xeris Akosov. Okay, but it's not a paraduma. This is the svara of the Xeris Akosov. I wouldn't have said it on my own. It's not like the easiest logic in the world. That's the Xeris Akosov. The shaila is what's the geder of the Xeris Akosov? Maybe the geder of the Xeris Akosov is. But the Torah is pattering you from the Shmira that you should be doing. The Torah is pattering you from the Shmira you should be doing. Should I do the Shmira? Yes, I should do the Shmira. It makes more sense. I should watch it, then he should watch it. And he doesn't even know. And what is it? I should do the Shmira. The Torah pattered me. The Torah pattered me even though I didn't do the proper Shmira. For Tom, when it comes to Tom, did I do the right Shmira? No. Right? So mitzad the mazik of the behema, is this called that Karen is only a mazik up until Shmira? No. It's a mazik even up to Shmira Ma'ula. Torah was never miyata b'shmira so by Karen. This is Xeris HaKosev that patters a mu'ud. Xeris HaKosev that patters a mu'ud.
So why didn't you...
What?
Why didn't you Shmira
Pusa then? Whoa. Xeris HaKosev that patters the mu'ud. Chayra, Shmira Mura, Poitrasam. Shmira Pusa, I'm sorry, Poitrasam. There's a Poiter. Am I a Mazik? Yeah. Ich bin a Mazik, and the Torah pattered me. And maybe Arba Miyaton Akosav Bishmirasan means the Torah said that I'm not Mechuyev to watch more than that. And if the and Shmira more than that is Bechlal not within my obligation. That's outside of my, it's not my fault. I did everything you asked of me. That's a different din. That's a different din. Maybe those are the two different Hagdoras that we have over here in the Gemara. Yeah?
Why would you have to do any
Shmira
for more if you're
Pater? No, you're only Pater for Shmira Pusa. Shmira Pusa Poitrasa. If I did a Shmira Pusa, I'm Pater. So it's Patering me on anything more than that. Avada, really, I should have a Shmira on more than that. But Shmira Pusa Poitrasa. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the drasha is a drasha in Mu'ud. It's not teaching the shame mazik bechlal. It doesn't teach the mazik. What? When is it a mazik? When is it not a mazik? It's a din of Mu'ud. Which Mu'ud? Which Mu'ud? Every Mu'ud. It's a gzeris akosav in Mu'ud. So therefore, I do Mu'ud across the board. Masha Enkein, when the Gemara brings arba patrasan, it's a din in shah in the mazik. Mi'ata akosav b'shmirasan is a din in the mazik. Therefore, each mazik needs its own pasuk. Is the mazik of Shein mechayev me to watch more? No. The mazik of Rego mechayev me to watch more? No. Each one, it's a din mitzad. Each mazik is bazunder. Each one needs its own pasuk. The din of Rabbi Yehuda, that when we said that Shmira Pusa Poitrasam, it's a poiter in Mu'ud. Therefore, it doesn't have anything to do with, it's across the board. Which Mu'ud? Every Mu'ud. It's a poiter in the Mu'ud. Masha Enkein Arba Mi'ata Akasa B'Shmirasan means that over there it's a din mitzad Hashem Mazik. We have to get into Baba Kama more, my friends, but there's different mazikim. It's not just I'm chayev when my animal does damage. There's a mazik called Shane. There's a mazik called Regel. There's a mazik called Karen. There's a mazik called Esh. There's a mazik called Bar. Each mazik has its own personality. They have their own characteristics. The mazik of Shane is Anola Zeka. The mazik of Karen is... anyone? Kamenos Elahazik. The mazik of Bar, Tchilas Asiyos Elanezek. The mazik of Esh, Ruach Acher Mu'urav Boy. Each one's got its own character, its own personality. And anytime I'm chayiv, you've got to pinpoint which one am I chayiv for. Each one, it's its own Shem Mazik. Is it Tzara Shava Behen? How does that work exactly? Kitzur, that's the whole first parak of Baba Kama. So over here, we're saying each mazik needs its own makar. Because what the pasuk is telling us is, Torah miyata bishmirasa. If that's perhaps, those are the two dinim. We have to know what a nafka mina in halacha would be. Is there a nafka mina in halacha? I would, ki'ilu I'm having the following thing. On Karen, be'etzem I'm mechuyiv to watch my Karen, muad, even shmira ma'ula. But I'm going to be putter if it does damage. But the Torah just pottered me. Be'etzem there's a chiyiv there. Masha'enkein and Shane and Regel and Bar and Eish, that's as far as my chiyiv goes. That's not my chiyiv. It's my chiyiv goes up until here. I'm saying because the mechanics of each one is different. When it comes to the din of Rabbi Yehuda is saying, all the pasuk is telling us is a poiter. I'm pattering you from pain. It's a poiter. Be'etzem you're a mazik. It's your chiyav to watch, not his chiyav to watch. Why is it his chiyav to watch? It's his chiyav to watch. It doesn't make any sense. Elamai, we're pattering you. That's the svara of the exeris because of why we pattered you. I don't know if they're, maybe. I don't know. We're going to have to try to, we're going to try Rabbi Sai. I am still digging. Still digging here, but this is as far as we've gotten so far. It's the Gemara says over there, Memhei Amibes. Yeah, the Gemara says over there, it's because, Enochanai, Leish Merenu is not such a dig. It's Ein Miyat Achar Miyat El Rabbis. So, you have to know how the mechanics of Ein Miyat Achar Miyat El Rabbis works exactly, if that's a poiter or not a poiter. Al Koponim, Rabbi Sai, I would like to try to go into the different drushes for a moment. We're going to get back to this, hopefully. I think we're going to continue tomorrow, if we can. It's a heavy vart, but it's relatively clean in the Miri. Let's see the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? This is the Gemara. What does he need that for? If he has the other din, what does he need both dinim for? Yeah. Okay, this all needs still.
We don't even need a shmir.
Yeah. Saying first of all, it's like Karen. Second of all, doesn't even need a shmir. It's lo zu avzu. I don't know. Afilu temer ameir. Shiny shein veregel shatoy miyata mishmasan damar arbalazar v'amil of masnisan tana. Arba dvar matoyra miyata mishmirasan ve'elu hein. Bar. Eish, Shane, and Regel. Rabbi say the order doesn't work for me. Bar, Eish, Shane, and Regel. In the Psukim, it's Bar, Shane, Regel, and Eish. Why is Eish coming before Shane and Regel in the breakdown over here? Why in the Seder? It's the wrong pecking order. Bar, Eish, Shane, and Regel. Bar dechsiv ki yiftach ish bar, oy ki yichre ish bar, v'lo yichasenu. Hachiseyu, Potter. If you cover it, you're going to be Potter. Why, if you cover it, are you Potter? Because a Shmira Pichusa. Now the Rishonim are bothered over here. What's it? Who's a cover? Is a Shmira Pichusa? Who said is a cover a Shmira Pichusa? It just says if you cover it, you're Potter. Maybe it means if you cover it with a Shmira Me'ula. So Tosfos says, if you cover with a shmir and ma'ula, of course you're putter. No duh, you're putter. Of course you're putter. I covered it with a shmir and ma'ula. So somehow the animal got in, whatever it is, not my problem. Of course. If it says, v'lo yichaseno, and I covered it, I'm putter, what does it obviously mean to tell me? A chiddush. What would be a chiddush? Even if I cover it with a minimal shmir. You got it? Let's see the Tosfos. Hakiseyu pater, v'im toimar, duma b'kisui ma'ula, harbe ka'amar. Maybe it means a very big shmira. And that's all the pasuk says, v'chite ma'lam alikra. You tell me then, what do you need a pasuk for? Salka da'i techamina ad toim leikir amaleo. Maybe you'd have to fill up the bar. Maybe you'd have to totally fill it up. V'yesh loimer de pshita lei de kisui ma'ula ketoim leichashiv. This is no. There's no habamina. If you cover it well, it's like you filled up the bar. I'm done. I'm finished. So Tosis is saying, in effect, that the pasuk, you need a pasuk to tell me that if you cover your putter, it must be the pasuk is talking about Shmira Pusa. So according to Tosfos, Shmira Me'ula, a Kisoi Me'ula, Kisoi Me'ula. What's the makar that you're putter?
Obvious.
Obvious you're putter. And Rashi seems to say differently, not only differently, but diametrically opposed. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Hakiseyu, Hakiseyu, Afilu Purta. If you cover it even a little bit, Vilay Boy Adetoim Le Ba'afra. And you don't need until it's totally filled up. You don't need to be totally filled up. Now, Rashi says, if you just cover it even a little bit, it's good enough. You don't even have to fill it up. Why doesn't Rashi say you don't need to do a Shmira Me'ula? You could do a Shmira Purta, not a Shmira Me'ula. So why doesn't he say until you do a Shmira Me'ula? Why does he add the time lay Ba'afra? Says Tosfos, I hear what you're saying, something like that, but says Tosfos, you know why? Because Rashi holds that anything less than filling up the hole with dirt is considered Shmira Purta. Rashi says, Hakiseu Afilu Purta is good, ad v'loy boy ad the Toim Le Ba'afra, because anything less than Toim Le Ba'afra is called a Shmira Purta. It's called doing a Shmira Purta. That's the way Tosfos learns in Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, if I fill up my pit totally with dirt and the animal gets hurt, am I chayev? No. Right? Anything less than that, what's the status? Shmira Prusa. So if I cover it well, according to Rashi, what would you consider that like? Shmira Prusa. According to Tosfos, if I cover it well, what do I consider it like? Shmira Me'ula. That's a pretty far divide, right?
Tosfos also said, though, that Shmir Me'ula is the same thing as time.
That's right. Tosfos says Shmir Me'ula is the same as time. Rashi learns the other way around. A Shmir Me'ula is the same as Shmir Pchusa. Time is the only thing that works according to Rashi. Misvara. Misvara, only time. Tosfos, Misvara, you could use even Shmir Me'ula. What's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Perhaps as follows. Yesh lach korabuch bern sefer birka shmuel kleta chakira. When I cover a bar, fest, I cover it well. Is the pshat that I was now mesalek the bar? There's no bar anymore? Or the pshat is there's a bar mitashmira? What's the pshat? So the pshat is, there's a hole in the ground, I cover it. It's covered. So the pshat is thus haste, a bar mitashmira? So say, hey, there's no more bar. The bar is gone. A bar means something. Doesn't mean that there's a cavity in the ground. There's lots of cavities in the ground, caves underneath that we don't even know about or whatever. There's not a bar. A bar means a pit. But if there's a cover on, it's not a pit. Would you call a pothole that has a, what are those things called on top of them? Not a pothole, a manhole that has a cover on it. Would you call that a pit? No, that's the road. Covered. It's road. Someone takes it off. Now he made a pit. It's not a pit. Ornane. It's a pit with a cover. Kenzain. Tosfos says, if you do a kisoi me'ula, it's ketayim lechoshev. It's like you filled up the pit. It's like you filled up the bar. Why? Because when you put the kisoi me'ula, you are mesalek the shem bar. There's no bar here anymore. Therefore, covering it is just like filling. It's the same thing. It's no difference. Rashi ain't came according to Rashi. Rashi says, hey, Nachanami, you covered the bar, but you didn't get rid of the bar. There's still a bar here, and you covered it well. You didn't get rid of the bar. You didn't get rid of the bar. It's a Shmir Pusa. That's a Shmir Pusa. Until you get rid of the bar.
You maybe that's not still a bar?
No, if you fill it up, that's what Rashi says. Until you fill it up. If you fill it up, everyone agrees it's not a bar anymore. But if you're right, I didn't fill it up, I just did a shmirah. A nafkamina could perhaps be as follows. This will be a nafkamina, and it's going to bring some trouble. Let's say I dig a pit up, and I put a festa cover on it. Great cover, awesome cover. And somehow there's a hurricane, there's a tornado, there's a something, and the pit gets uncovered. And I hear about it. Am I mechuyev to go cover the pit again? Is that the case again? I dig a pit. I do a great job. I did a shmira ma'ula. Great job. Covered it. Amazing. Covered it. Well, hold on a second. Let me just finish. Covered it well. It's covered. It's strong. Yeah, trucks can go on it. Everything. Great cover. Excellent. Manhole cover. Wonderful. And then somehow it pops open. Don't manholes pop open ever?
Yeah, things can fly.
Boom! Manhole pops open. Right? And I hear about it. Do I have to go and recover it?
According to Taisus, not.
That should be a nafkamina in Rashi and Taisus. According to Taisus, that is a haste. There's no more bar. There's no bar here. So if all of a sudden, like human nature makes that, Mother Nature makes a bar, it's my problem? Why? Because I had a bar here before? It's not my bar. It's Mother Nature's bar. Not my problem. But if, according to Rashi, where the pshat is, I still have my bar, but my bar has a shmira on it, and now the shmira is off the bar, it's my bar. And now I have to put my shmira back on.
According to Rashi, it's still
a shmira. Let's say I do a shmira mu'ula on my tzoyin. I put my tzoyin in a deer, and I block it strong, fest, and I do a great job. And then it breaks open. Can I just let my cattle just roam and do whatever they want to anybody? Because I did a shmira mu'ula?
No, but I'm not high for the cattle.
Yes, I am. If I don't,
I have to get them back.
Right, so here also.
That's not a good comparison.
Why not?
The bar, that the only thing is it's covering it up. That's not.
It's not covered anymore. Go cover it. Now you're right.
For
if
that
I
first time its own falls in.
Ena chanami. If I don't know about it, I'm talking about if you know about it, are you mechuyev to go? Now let's say I knew about it, I didn't go, and then someone fell. What Suli is pointing out is if the top blows off of my bar, and someone falls in before I found out, before I get a chance to do anything, I'm pater. Because I did a shmir ma'ula. But if I have enough time to react, and I don't in that amount of time, I'm going to become chayiv. Now my shmira ki'ilu is gone. I lost my shmira.
There's no such thing as a shmir ma'ula according to Rashi. Because it comes out, there's either
Enochanami. Okay, Rabbi said, we're going to continue. We have a few more nakudas in bar, and also with this chakira, hopefully, there's Hashem tomorrow. Thank you.